something not happen? How can that be? How can that be possible for you to have faith in the name and know nothing happen? When God honors his word, he honors his name, he looking for faith, how he not going to do nothing? How could he stand by, you got faith in that name, and he say, I ain't moving right now? No, he's moving. In fact, he the one nudging you. He nudged you to use the name. Listen, I stepped on CC's foot one time. I know I broke her foot. She couldn't walk. She couldn't put no pressure on it. I was getting ready to take her to the emergency room. I said, I know I broke your foot. She was crying in tremendous pain. And then the Holy Spirit said, you haven't prayed? So I said, CC, sit back down here in the couch. Let me pray. And I grabbed that foot. And I put this hand under the bottom and this hand over the top. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, put these broken bones back together again. Heal what's been damaged. Let there be no swelling. I asked for it in Jesus' name. And then I felt this in my hands. So when I finished praying, I said, Cece, was you wiggling your toes when I was praying for you? She said, no, I can't move. I couldn't move nothing. I said, well, the Lord just put the bones back together again. I felt them when they rearranged in my hand. I said, get up. You can stand up on that now. I said, go ahead, put some weight down on it. She got up and she said, oh, it's all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's all right. Wow. All the pain was gone. I said, and it ain't gonna swell up either.
Listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
For a limited time only, but with us forever. And all of these works would be done until Jesus returns. Well, because folk don't have a spiritual mind, they tell you, you know, that the tongue speaking was on the day of Pentecost. And it was simply to relate to the people with the various languages and tongues who came to Jerusalem to have fellowship. It didn't mean a spiritual tongue. Paul refutes all of that. Paul said, listen, I speak with tongues more than you are, talking about the spiritual tongue, different from the day of Pentecost. He says, but in an assembly like the church, he said there's got to be some order and some structure. He said if someone is in the church speaking in tongues, then there ought to be an interpreter who can interpret it so that it can be edifying to the whole church. Because tongues are a personal gift. And when you really talk about the tongue speaking, that's to benefit the individual. He's saying, but when you're in church, I'd rather speak 5 words in a known tongue than 10,000 in an unknown tongue. Stay with me now. It's important to understand the relevance of the resurrection, of the reality that Jesus Christ wants us today to have everything that he died for us. The resurrection means a new covenant with new promises and new benefits. The resurrection means we're no longer under the law, but under grace. The resurrection means that we now have not justice, but mercy extended to us. The resurrection means that the look from Isaiah versus Peter is different. Isaiah was looking toward the cross and he said, by his stripes ye are healed. Peter was looking from the cross and he says, by his stripes ye were, past tense, healed. Here's what he was literally saying. You've already been given permission for your healing, whether you received it or not. Isaiah was looking and prophesying about when Jesus would come. And when he would come, those who were sick would be healed by his stripes. Peter knew after the resurrection, everyone who believed in him had that as a benefit. The resurrection reality gives us to know that we are empowered with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. After this, Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So what does that say to us? That the people of God need to wake up and realize we're living beneath our privilege. I said we're living beneath our privilege as a believer. Listen, we don't have to beg and whine and cry anymore. Do you know why we don't get a lot of stuff we should be getting right now? Let me just let you in on this so you'll know. It's because God has already given you permission and power to do it yourself. You around here crying and asking him to do this and to do that when he's already given you the power to do it. So remember, he's not going to do the possible. He specializes in the impossible. If you want him to do something, it better be impossible. You have what he says you have. You can do what he says you can do. You will become as you continue what he says you will become. But the truth of the matter is we live beneath our privilege. We're so used to a handout, we don't know how to go in and to come out and to get what we need and to declare it and to decree it according to the word of God. You always whining and crying about folk messing with you, this, that, and the other. He's already told you, no weapon. That is formed against you shall prosper. You need to stand on the word. You need to let the enemy know that you know who you are. You know your rights. And therefore, you have the power and the authority to dismantle the kingdom of darkness. And let the devil know he's got to let you, your stuff, and everything connected to you alone. You've got to get tired enough where you're tired of the devil messing with you. And learn, you know what? I read in the word that what you stole from me, I got a right to go back and get my stuff and some extra. But no, we don't know our privilege. So we, Lord, if it be your will, please let my stuff come back to me. Oh, Jesus. And they're like, Lord, this post ain't. He's got the power and don't even know it. But look at what the words say. These signs shall follow them. Not these signs shall lead them. But these signs shall follow them. When you look at the word believe, believe, stay with me here. This word comes from the Greek word pistio. And it is the verb pistio, the action word, the present tense of the noun pistis, which is faith. Faith. Believe means you have faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith. See, after the resurrection, it's now faith. Everything that's going to be done is going to be done in the now. See, we're believing God now, not later. We're expecting God now, not later. If he does it later, that's fine. But our expectation is, Lord, do it now. I'm calling you now. I want you to answer now. How many of us pick up the phone and call? Listen, I didn't really expect you to answer. Just call me whenever you get a chance. Most folk don't even worry about calling folk like that back. Because if you had something worth saying, you'd say, listen, I need you to call me right back. I thought you were going to pick up the phone. We call God and don't even expect him to answer. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So those things which are appear or seen were not made of things that do appear. Now listen to that, because I'm going to break this down and help you understand it. This word substance comes from the Greek word hypostasis. Now, what's important about understanding is it literally means support, substructure, or main ingredient. Now, I know this sounds a little strange, but let me help you understand it. Every holiday when we used to go and visit my grandmother when she was here with us, we looked forward to a peach cobbler, apple pie, sweet potato pie, and she would make it all from scratch, and she knew how to make it, and she'd put butter and sugar and flour and all of the other ingredients. But whenever she wanted to make apple pie, the main ingredient, ingredient was apple. The other ingredients were just support ingredients. When she wanted to make peach cobbler, the main ingredients she used were peaches, and so on and so forth. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that even the main ingredient need some support. Faith is the main ingredient. Listen at this. of things hoped for. Faith is the main ingredient of things hoped for. Well, let me give you another one, because it says substructure is one of the definitions of substance. This building, the reason why this roof doesn't come caving in on us is because the substructure, the foundation, and everything behind the walls and underneath what we see is strong enough to support the weight of the roof. Even if it rains or even if it snows, all of the weight that would come down on a roof naturally was figured in the sub support, making it strong enough to be able to handle everything on top of the support system. And so what I'm trying to help somebody to understand is faith is the substructure of things hoped for. In other words, folk might not see your faith, but the reason your life hasn't come crumbling down all around you when the storms of life hit you was because faith was your substructure that kept you from falling apart, from losing your mind, from going off the deep end. Faith was your substructure. Tell somebody, I'm glad faith is my substructure. Faith is the substructure of things hoped for. Listen at this. The evidence of things not seen. What evidence? I'm glad you asked. The evidence is always the undisputable word of God. That's why, my brothers and sisters, you've got to learn how to lean on the word of God. When Jesus had been baptized, went into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days, 40 nights, when he had finished being tempted, the devil came to him at his weakest human point. But listen at this. Everything he challenged Jesus with, Jesus used the word to stop the enemy in his tracks. The word, the word, the word, the word. See, the word is a preview of what God is going to do. So that's why you've got to base your hopes, your dreams, your desire, your ministry, your help, your everything on the word. Because if God didn't say it, he's not under warrant to back it up. That's why folk don't understand how their worlds come crumbling down, because they built it on other things other than the word. The word is the evidence of things not seen. If God said he's going to do it, will he not do it? The truth of the matter is, he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to do it. You've got to trust him and believe in him to that degree where you don't have a doubt in your mind as it relates to God doing what God said he's going to do. And so we have evidence, confirmation of the works after the resurrection. But again, it says those signs follow them that believe. Thirdly, and I'm bringing it home, because somebody forgot to tell Reverend Smith that he was doing reflections. And since you've already gotten the resurrection message this morning, I'm doing reflections now. Number three, that there is the confirmation of the word after resurrection. So the first confirmation is of the witnesses after the resurrection. The second confirmation is the works after the resurrection. And now the third confirmation is the word after resurrection. Verse 20 says, and they went forth, the Lord working with them. Listen at this. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And they went forth, the Lord working with them. Don't leave that out. Don't rush through it. I need you to hear me here. Now, after God or the Lord, because it's talking about Christos, it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, was working with them, he was working with them to confirm his word. What does that say to me? That says to me that if you take the word of God, God will be right there to back up his word. I'm healed because he said I'm healed. Might not look like it, might not feel like it, but I know I'm waiting on the manifestation because he is here to back up his word. So I speak it. I believe it and I walk in it every day because I know sooner or later he's going to work with me to bring it to pass because he said it, not me. I forgot to tell you another interesting thing about believe. Because it's in the present tense, it means to continue till completion. Because it is a verb, it is active, it literally means this, and I hope this will help somebody because God knows it helped me. Because there were times I said, Lord, I believed, and I knew in my heart I believed, but the truth of the matter is I didn't see the manifestation. So the devil said, didn't the Bible say, these signs shall follow them that believe? Obviously, you don't believe. And I wrestled with that. I'm like, devil, you are a lie. I do believe. I still believe. And I had to pull one of the Daniel acts on him. Even if the Lord don't do it, I still believe he can. I've got some witnesses that he's done it for. And he's no respecter of persons. If it's not working, the problem is me. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Ain't nothing wrong with his power. And I had to realize that there was another element that I had not been made privy to. I didn't understand it. And it's this part where believe means to continue believing until it's manifested. Until it's completed, until it's done. Then the Holy Spirit gave me an illustration. How many of you, we don't do it much today because many of us may have modern refrigerators. We used to call them ice boxes back then. But you would take a tray, fill it up with tap water, fill it up with spring water, and you put it in the freezer. And the freezer was already at freezing temperatures. The freezer wasn't getting no colder. But you put the tray in the freezer. And listen at this. You shut the door and went on about your business. But the lukewarm water that was put in the freezer just sat there. And the freezer kept on blowing. And the water just sat there. And the freezer kept on blowing. The freezer never got another degree colder because you put warm water or lukewarm water or tap water in the tray in the freezer. It just kept on blowing. And sooner or later, the temperature of the water started dropping. And as the temperature of the water continued to drop, the liquid became a solid. Still the same water, but it was under the influence of the constant blowing of the freezing temperatures that changed the liquid into a solid. And then you went back in the freezer and you cracked open that tray and got a few ice cubes and put it in another beverage that was lukewarm. And immediately with the frozen cubes, that beverage started getting cool and colder enough so you were able to enjoy liquid refreshment. I said, Lord, I see what you're saying. He said, do you really? He said, what I'm trying to tell you is that the whole truth about believing is you got to stay right there till you see what it started out one way, finishes up another way. And then when it ends up like you want it, you can take it from that point and move it to another place, and it will affect everything else around it. In other words, you stop being a thermometer and become a thermostat. You affect the atmosphere all around you. Everything you touch starts to turn because you have believed until it came to pass. Somebody ought to shout glory. Tell somebody, ain't nothing wrong with your faith. If you put your faith in the Lord, you just got to stay right there. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on knowing that God will, I said He will, show up and turn your situation all around. My brother, my sister, when we start believing to the point that we start receiving, we will realize that the word is true. That with God, all things are possible. And maybe you need to tell Him, Lord, work with me. Work with me, Lord. Work with my faith. Work with my mind, work with my heart, work with my hands, work with my feet, work with my ministry, work with me. And watch God